This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is in a full swing, right? A big shout out to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we are heading straight into the Capricorn adventure, the motoring experience with Prashowin and Naidu, right? And I'm telling you, man, you've tuned in on this Fab Friday. We'll be, you know, tucking into the new Ford Ranger Platinum with our journalist Prashowin Naidu. We'll also take a look, a quick look at the newly launched Ford Territory to see if it's, you know, worth your attention. Plus, Prashowin will share a handy motoring tip and a hot jam of the week to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashowin, and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Kingbash. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
No, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Are you good?
I'm good on my side. All good on my side.
I'm so excited to speak about this because, I mean, now that you've driven your fair share of the Ranger variants, tell us what's so hot about the new Platinum and, most importantly, the price tag?
You know, that is a good question. What stood out for me, well, this is more of a luxurious kind of, it's eye-catching with its lovely chrome elements, fancy 20-inch wheels. It's very much, it looks like all the Rangers. It's just more kitted out, per se, luxurious. That theme is carried out inside the interior, a lovely wide, big 12-inch infotainment screen, all the fancy bells and whistles, heated seats galore, lovely leather seats. And it's plush. It's more plush. That's how I could describe it. It is not cheap. It's about 1,119,000 rand for the Platinum. It's not too bad. It really looked good. It had that presence, that sophisticated presence that you would expect from that bucky. And, yeah, it looks nice. Not too bad. It's like I think of the... Have you watched Narcos, King Bash?
No, I haven't, actually.
There's this one statement where Pablo Escobar says, Plato o Ploma.
I think I've seen it.
You know, I think you got to go platinum.
Look, I need to ask you this, Prashowin. I'm getting a bit worried about, the bucky prices these days. And if you check it out, I've never actually seen a loaded bucky in a very long time. And when I mean loaded, you know, back in the days with the Toyotas and whatever, you'd see, you know, a person carrying your a fridge, carrying beds, carrying all these things. But with these luxurious buckies, I don't see people doing much of that. So will we ever get a bucky that will actually cater to people like us that just need a bucky for being a bucky?
I think so. The market is definitely interesting. I think because of all the variants that Ford has with their Ranger derivatives, I think you, as a consumer, do have a lot of choices. If you want that workhorse bucky, of course, you can go for the entry-level single cabs. But, I mean, this is more so maybe for that, of course, you just want your bucky for the occasional off-roading excursion with the fancy bells and whistles. But you're right, I actually don't see much of that workhorse utilitarian vibes going on these days.
Yeah, no, but it's all good. And engine-wise, I see, well, I heard you right now mentioning, you know, the excursions that could be done. But does it perform and handle off-road and on-road, you know, excursions with sophistication, that is?
It does. It has a bit of good grunt to it, good torque to it. It has a 3-liter V6. That sounds quite powerful. 184 kilowatts, 600 newton meters of torque, and it's not too bad, eh? Quite sophisticated on-road and off-road driving in the day-to-day, of course. People literally, driving a bucky is the best thing, to be honest with you, King Bash. People stay far away from you, and they actually like this bucky as well. The public take akin to this car. Looks good, fantastic, drives quite smoothly, engaging. Even off-roading, too, handles all the bumps and rocks and all that good stuff with ease and tact. So really, they've mastered the art of giving us a refined package, but in a bucky form.
I know, I can hear that you're already sold. But before we get to that, who are the competitors? And could you say, Prashowin, the Ranger Platinum has grown on you?
You know, competitors, it's the Isuzu D-Max, Toyota Hilux, and of course the VW Amarok, which is basically the same as the Ranger. There's just a different body overall. And I think, you know what, it's a very interesting question, that because I was not really gravitating towards this bucky because of the price tag, but also because of it's a beautiful bucky, probably the most refined bucky I've driven. But, you know, I think sometimes, I don't know, I think it's lost its appeal for me because I've driven so many of their Ranger variants that The only thing that stood out for me was the V6, 3-liter V6, which I haven't actually driven. I've driven the 2-liter bi-turbo ones in the Tremor, in the Wildtrak, in the Wildtrak X. I've only driven the V6 now, so this is probably my favorite pick of the bunch because of the power, the torque, and I think, yeah, it's there, but, you know, I think it's not there at the same time, if that makes sense.
Okay. And as we segue, I mean, I saw Ford launch the new Territory. Any insights about that? And maybe you can give us better news when it comes to that. Is it maybe easy on the wallet?
It is. Price-wise, it starts with 576,000 rand. We drove the middle grade one, which is 646,000. That's the Trend. They call it the Trend, the EcoBoost Trend. And yes, it's made in China, actually, interestingly enough. They've gotten together with the partnership of JMC. And so they've decided to get together and create this in this competitive segment. They decided to bring it here. And I've driven it. They have had the good fortune of driving it. It has a 1.8-liter turbo motor. It has a good amount of power. But it kind of reminds me very much of the Haval. Even when you're inside the cabin, it looks kind of similar with its modern screens, and it just has that Ford badge, you know?
Okay. Wow, interesting. But now, let's speak about, you know, I know you mentioned these Chinese brands. Do you think the Territory, you know, has what it takes to compete against all the other Chinese brands in SA?
I think so. I think for now, it's a bit early to tell. I think it's a better choice than what they have currently. Obviously, they have the range of the Everest, and then now they have the Ford Puma, which is not my favorite out of the bunch, but this might be an interesting choice. I think it's tough. I think the competition is very tough. The Ford Territory is up against the Toyota RAV4, Kia Sportage, Hyundai Tucson, VW Tiguan, and then a few other Chinese Haval H6, Chery Tiggo 8 Pro, and Jayco J7. So you do definitely have a lot of choices there for consumer. And I think give it some time, test drive all those cars, see which fits your what floats your boat. And I think I'm leaning towards more. Just give it some time to see how it sets into the market.
All right. Quite interesting, Prashant. And thank you so much. But before I let you go, please do share your motoring tip and your hot gem of the week.
All right. Thank you so much, King Bash. So defensive driving is key to staying safe on the road. And I think one thing that you can keep in mind is always just stay focused and aware of your surroundings. Make sure to check your mirrors and blind spots regularly. They say every 10 seconds, every 5 to 10 seconds, just scope around, especially on the highway, just so you know where your vehicle is in space. And you know when to make the correct move if needed be. And overall, yeah, just be safe. Keep right. Of course, keep left, pass right. And yeah, keep safe this weekend. Travel safe, especially on the long journeys. And we're going to end off with a classic by Rick Ross featuring Drake, Aston Martin. Let's aspire for those Astons and Porsches, and we're going to get it one day.
We need to get it one day, Prashurman. We need to really get those cars in our garages one day.
No, we will, congrats. Absolutely. Have a blessed one and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.